This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. B is way west. Seattle, I believe. On a golf trip, enjoying himself. Just me celebrating the day after schedule release day. And this is no lie. Like, if you are a football fan, if you're an NFL fan, this is one of the most fun days of the year. And it's not all that complicated because you know what everybody did? That's an NFL fan last night. All of them. They printed out that piece of paper. They looked at it on their computer. And they just started going line by line. Win, win, win. Loss, loss, loss. Coming up with their record. I listened to the Junks do it this morning. It is like a rite of passage. It's almost, it's not the same, but like when the NCAA bracket first comes out, the actual like 64 bracket, you kind of have a similar reaction because it's like, oh my God, this thing is tangible and I can hold it and I can make picks. And I think for Commanders fans, looking at the schedule from yesterday, you know, if you were listening to us, we were kind of letting everybody know a lot of what was coming and then try to be respectful of the league and the teams that build out these, you know, crazy schedule announcements and stuff, and let them have like the shine of all that at 8 o'clock. But I don't know. I think it's, I really think everybody understood that the Commanders were going to play good teams this year. The two best divisions in football last year were the AFC West and the NFC North. If you just look at it as a statistical thing, the AFC West had 3 playoff teams. One of them went to the Super Bowl. The NFC North had 3 playoff teams. Now, they were all knocked out early, but Those are the only two divisions, I believe, with three. NFC East had two. I think you can make a case for the NFC East, especially based on playoff performance, but regular season records, the two best teams were the AFC West and the NFC North. Well, this year, Washington has to play both of those divisions. And that's just tough luck. That's just the way the scheduling goes. It's a rotational basis among division teams. So you knew going into the season there were heavy hitter matchups. Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, Vikings, Lions, Packers. And based on how everything had been tracking, I think you'd be a real fool if you didn't think this was going to be a primetime national window loaded schedule. So all that said, all that considered, I really think the Commanders got a at least relatively favorable schedule. I think there's not... I saw my man Rooster last night. He's always mad about the schedule. Somehow the schedule's always screwing everybody. And, like, there's ways to look at it, right? Week one against the Giants, you get a divisional opponent week one at your joint, 1 o'clock, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Your schedule coming out of Labor Day weekend can be as normalized as possible for your week one matchup. And that's great. Week two, bang, right out the gate, you get a short week. Honestly, I think if you're going to get a short week, getting it in week two, pretty great. You're physically, yes, you will have the demands of that first game, but it's not like you've been playing 12 straight weeks and then you get a short week. You get a short week right out of the gate. I think that's an advantage. And here's what, if you want to complain about the short week, you got to understand, I believe it's Sophocles that said politicians are two sides of the same coin. Like, you can look at everything through both sides. So, yeah, going into week two, they have a short week going to play the Packers. Undeniably. But then it's 10 days till their next game against the Raiders. And that's week three. So, like, if you want to call me and scream, open these phones. I don't know. We'll open these phones. They're not open yet, but, like, I want people to have the ability to call rather than have them locked up. Are we giving away Caps tickets? Okay. I have just a little inside baseball here. That link you sent me was a sign-in. It wasn't signed in, so I can't get in there. Okay. So if you want to be upset, there are, a lot of life is what you choose to view things as, right? I think if you want to be mad about short weeks and Thursday football, I think it's kind of silly because the NFL at its core is a business and they're going to put games. But by the time my daughters are in high school, I think there'll be an NFL game every night of the week. Remember during COVID, there were Tuesday games and it was kind of awesome. Like, eventually, there's probably some streaming outlet that we haven't even heard of yet that maybe even hasn't been launched yet that will carry Tuesday afternoon games in the year 2033. Like, at some point, we just got to accept that this thing is going to operate how they want it to. But, dude, the advantage, if you got to have a Thursday night game, you get it in week two. Your body is not beat up yet. Not beat up like it will be week 10. And then you get 10 days off before the Raiders at home. Eventually, I'm going to go line by line, give you wins and losses. I just like to kind of react to all of it. So you go home, road, go down to Atlanta. Everybody asked me kind of biggest draw, best road trip, the best stadium. If you're a Commanders fan and you're looking at a game this year, go to Lambeau. If you've never been to Lambeau, Lambeau's an experience. It's the sights, the smells. It's like the Sistine Chapel of professional football. Go to Lambeau if you can. There's nothing in the world that recreates that. It's a really telling series of events with the Packers organization and the Bears organization, because they both have these really old stadiums, And the Bears have just completely butchered Soldier Field. Soldier Field should be the best stadium and location in the NFL. It's this beautiful, old, like, Gothic, you know, Roman column stadium on the lakefront in Chicago. And they've just made it suck. Like, if you gave that land to a property developer, it'd be worth billions of dollars. And somehow they've just, like, got this stadium that a spaceship landed on top of and nobody likes going to. Meanwhile, the Packers have Lambeau Field, which is a stadium in the middle of a neighborhood that is just super old that they have somehow really impressively been able to add on. They built all these suites and, you know, a luxury area, and they built it like along the side of Lambeau, and you still have the history and it still feels authentic and small town. But yet, you know, you got room for the rich people too. It's pretty impressive. If you're just going for football, I think Lambeau's your trip. If you want an international experience, all of that stuff, then the Madrid game, obviously. But I got a sneak attack for you. So they start at home against the Giants, at Green Bay week two, home against the Raiders. Yo, that Raiders team is a very different team. They stunk last year. Don't just automatically assume that the Raiders stink again. Pete Carroll will turn them around in a hurry. They traded for Geno Smith, so now you've got a veteran quarterback. I'm not saying Geno's a Hall of Famer or even like a Super Bowl winner, but Geno's pretty good. And then I think Ashton Gentry is going to be a real problem for that Raiders offense. That don't assume those Raiders stink because they stunk last year. Week four, though, Landfill. The Commanders play in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is a dope stadium. If you've never been, or I know there are a ton of kind of old-school Skins fans that live in the Southeast, that game will have a lot of burgundy and gold. I promise you that. But the day before, September 27th, Alabama plays at Georgia. So if you're looking for a football road trip, now you gotta be in it for the ball, not just for the trip, but go see Bama, Georgia on Saturday and Commanders, Falcons on Sunday. Atlanta's got a zillion flights, easy to get into and out of. That airport sucks, but there's a lot of flights. I am openly campaigning, if somebody has tickets for Bama, Georgia, holler at me. I think the opening stretch, I get, it's my understanding one of the complaints is consecutive home games. Feels like a reach. If you're upset they don't have consecutive home games until the first, I guess, early November, okay. But it's not all that unusual to go home road. They play now 17 games, and they try to divide them in half between the home games and the road games. It's going to split up one way or another. Giants, Packers, Raiders, Falcons, then the Chargers. That's going to be a really tough game. Back-to-back roadies. I do wonder, there's two spots. If you remember last year when the Commanders played Monday night in Cincinnati and then they went to Arizona to play the Cardinals. So it was back-to-back roadies and West Coast travel. And Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, Josh Harris, they made the decision to just fly straight out to Arizona and be there for the week. I see two opportunities for that. Atlanta, obviously, is on the road. And then you're going to L.A. to play the Chargers. I wouldn't be shocked if they go to L.A. for the week. I think if you listen to, I mean, the guys that said stuff that really stuck out to me, McLaurin, Wagner, and Dan Quinn last year, what they said that Arizona trip did for them, just as like a relationship builder, I very much think the organization is going to look to do something like that again. Lost in the sauce last night, which nobody will care about, is the Commanders also announced their preseason games. So just stay with me briefly. The preseason games, the games don't matter, but because they have only, what do they have? They have only 8 home games, 9 road games this year. They have only one away preseason game. So they announced that's going to be August 8th in New England. The overwhelming odds are that they're going to practice up there against New England. So you're talking about, pull up the calendar, August 8th. Now, they'll either go 2 or 3 days of practice. Last year, they did two-day sessions. The 7th will obviously be an off day before a game. So they're probably practicing the 5th and the 6th in New England, maybe the 4th, 5th, and 6th. But then the rest of that preseason training camp slate, they got two preseason home games, August 18th against Cincy, and then a Ravens game that's a TBD. The Cincy game's a Monday night, so maybe Cincy will come here for practices. I wouldn't hold my breath on that. The Cincinnati Bengals are not known as the type of organization that likes to throw money around, and traveling for preseason joint practices requires cash. Maybe that'll end up happening, and I'll owe Cincinnati an apology. But it's entirely possible, based on this preseason schedule, that the only time away as a team comes in Foxborough in early August, probably the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Maybe they go the 4th through the 8th and they fly back after the game. That's not a ton of time. Think about last year, they had two trips, Jets and Dolphins. And then they went away for the week to Arizona. So I just, when you look at that, you got to think the way DQ has been open that he would like to do training camp away. He would like the whole team to get away, go somewhere else. I look at that Atlanta-LA opportunity as Atlanta to LA as an opportunity for this team to go out and be alone and remove, you know, whether it's a distraction or it's helpful, remove everything else but football from their lives. That LA game I also think is going to be really tough. I think kind of some of the running backs and some of the offseason moves the Chargers have done. If you look at Harbaugh historically in year two, kind of the jumps he has made. Then we're coming back. Remember the Hail Mary game? Hail Mary gets moved to primetime. Ben Johnson coming to Northwest Stadium. I guess gets to see what a bunch of basketball guys have put together. That should be a lot of fun. Monday night, Bears. Whatever this fake weird rivalry is with Bears fans, I'm here for it. That should be a lot of fun. Now, this is one that Chris Russell would tell you the Commanders got screwed. Monday night at home, and then they're on the road in Dallas for a 4:30 start. On the screwed scale of 1 to 10, what are we calling that, a 2.5? There are spots in this schedule you could say, oh, you know, Washington's on the wrong end of the stick. Is that a thing? Wrong side of the road? Whatever. At every juncture that may be the case, it's still pretty minor. Because if you want to yell about them getting Monday to Sunday against the Bears, well, then the following week they play on a Monday. So it's like this schedule to me seems like they tried their hardest to make it fair for Washington, whereas in years past, they didn't. It seemed like they tried their hardest to screw Washington. Like, just straight up the dates. On October 13th, Washington plays the Bears at home. On October 19th, Washington plays Dallas in Dallas. So, that's 6 days. But then, Washington doesn't play Kansas City until the 27th. So that's 8 days. So it was 6 on one side, 8 on the other, equals about 7. It's about a week off. I don't think we need to reach to try to figure out who's getting screwed. This, to me, really seems pretty fair. Now, there are a couple slots where there's back-to-back roadies, right? Atlanta, L.A., then the Bears at home, then Dallas and KC, which is a very tough stretch. And for everybody, like, I recognize Dallas was bad last year. They played Washington really tough. Like, I mean, they lost at home, and they took them to the absolute wire down there when Washington had to win. Now, granted, Jaden came out, and, you know, Washington was in the playoffs, but the seeding was all very much TBD. Mariota makes that hella pass at the end of regulation there. I guess I just did 20 minutes and we're not even to the bye week yet. I think then they come home from Kansas City for another primetime game. This is what happens to really good teams. I'm going to get to the bye and then I'll break. So Seattle at home, which is very cool. You got Mike McDonald coming back. Then Detroit at home. A 4:30 national game, then Madrid. We're going to talk Madrid. We're going to talk the second half of this schedule because, damn, it gets tough in the second half. It's B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Flea on the base right there. Commander's schedule came out last night. I think it's pretty damn good. Now, they're playing tougher competition. But that's just because this is not a first-place schedule. For all the people I've seen that on Twitter, I hate to break this to you, but they didn't come in first place. The Eagles did. The reason their schedule is so much harder is because they just happened to be in the rotation this year against the AFC West and the NFC North. And frankly, I think those two divisions will be really good for some time. But I think there's not a killer stretch of like three roadies or a short, like consecutive short weeks. I think it's really pretty fair. I'm curious what folks think. I'm going to start with my man Jonesy is on the line. Jonesy, what do you think of the Commander's schedule, man?
What's going on, JP? How you feeling, man? You and Landfield rolling?
Yeah, hey, we're chilling, man.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool, man. Love it. Check this out, man. I don't believe that schedule is as hard as it was, more challenging than it was last year. I think it's a doable schedule, in my personal opinion. It's just pretty much catching teams at the right times when they're down, rather than them catching us when we're down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Last year was really pretty. It's hard to get a better schedule than last year. From October 1 till mid-December, they didn't have to get on an airplane. Like, the furthest they went was New York.
Yep.
This year is a lot more travel.
Oh, my God. Second week, we're going to Green Bay, and we turn around, and we're going somewhere else. Oh, my God. So, you know, and then the time schedule. We had a lot of 1 o'clock games last year. That's not the case this year. We got more 4:15.
Oh, yeah.
We got some night games. We got a Monday nighter, a Thursday nighter. I mean, man, we're all over the place with it. We even got a morning game, Madrid. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be fun. They're a hot ticket, Jonesy. Thank you for the call, brother.
My man.
All right, take care, man. They are undeniably a hot ticket. People want to see the Washington Commanders. They want to see the burgundy and gold. I believe this is Devon in Rockville. What's up, D? What do you think of the schedule?
What's up, JP? What's up, B. Mitch?
B. Mitch is in Seattle playing golf. You're only saying hi to me.
Oh, my bad. You know, I'm so used to it. I forgot he is on his golfing trip.
All good.
So we're gonna put the spotlight on JP. What's up, JP? It's your show today, baby.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, hey. So I think the schedule, like Jonesy just said, man. We got a good team now, so that schedule, looking at it, like, I like our chances versus everybody that we play. Of course, we're not going to go 17-0, but, you know, I like our chances versus everybody that we play. I just love the fact that we're getting national love now. Like, we're not being denied, and we got 5 national games, and a lot of our games is prime time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like we have the coaches, the players in line that's ready to embrace this and show that last year wasn't a fluke. Like, we here to stay, baby.
I'm with you, man. It's going to be fun. Thanks for the call, dude. Good to hear from you.
We are talking Commander schedule release here on 106.7 The Fan.
I never thought you would just do a straight, like, rejoin there. Sorry, I had to cough.
Yeah, JP was
There's
basically dying.
I can't really lean on White Brian. The kid's a mute.
No.
Brian's playing Seattle. Jeff is working from home. I got something in my throat. Pause. What are your thoughts on the schedule, Landini? Just overall.
I like it. I like that they have, you know, I've been saying I like they have more national games because I'm not embarrassed for them to be playing nationally anymore. You know, it 5 years ago when they were in a game that you knew everybody who liked football was going to be watching, it was just going to, we were just going to get clowned on endlessly for whatever happened. Something would go wrong. Something would be disastrous, embarrassing. And that's just not the case anymore. They're a competent team. We have a good quarterback. We have just everything with the team, with the organization is done well, and people seem to have respect for us. And we're going out there and kind of changing the perception of the team. I think they still need to do that somewhat, from, you know, laughing stock, punching bag, to this is a serious organization. And when you see them on the schedule, you should expect to get your ass kicked.
I mean, DQ says it all the time. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. You know what they are not worried about? Playing back-to-back roadies. Because they're going to practice and get ready to kick somebody's ass. Let's go to our guy, Drew. What's up, Drew? How are you, pal?
Hey, JP. I'm doing good. And so this is a great time of year. I love it. I got three kind of quick comments for you.
Okay.
One on the opponents. You know, I know we got to play two hard divisions, but so do the Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants.
Yeah,
so totally. I think my takeaway of that is winning the division is important because the wild card probably gets harder. But look, we're sitting here going, how do we get in the playoffs this
year?
So I think it's
hold
awesome.
On. Drew, let me ask some. Why does the wild card get harder?
Well, because our win total might be less.
Right, but the teams that were in the wild card last year were in the NFC North, right, besides Washington. You had the Packers and the Vikes. Like, they also have to play the Eagles and the Cowboys. I think all that kind of comes out in the wash is all I'm saying.
I agree. And that kind of fits into the next one in terms of coming out in the wash, the non-Sunday games, right, the large number of non-Sunday games. I think you're exactly right that you know, unlike Rooster, I'm not going to complain about a specific game. I think the puts and takes even out. My concern is kind of just the rhythm overall, right? How many – you don't get the Mondays this, Tuesdays this, Wednesdays this, Thursdays this, week to week. And over the course of a long season, that might be an issue, right?
Yeah, so, dude, so you are – I've done this a while, being in those locker rooms. When you get to late November, December, it doesn't matter what the schedule is. Everybody's body hurts and they're a little grumpy. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're winning, the schedule is the schedule and nobody's worried about it. Because
so, yeah. Winning's the best medicine is what you're saying.
Dude, 100%. And, like, it's so easy to get caught up in short weeks and all that and, you know, the rhythm of going on the road and then coming home and road and home and road and home. Like, there's a flip side to every complaint. On the short weeks means a long week after. And these dudes, mentally, everybody involved with an NFL season is fully cognizant of the straight-up grind by Thanksgiving. And mentally, you are spent, but you're also in the foxhole, man. And everybody just kind of keeps going. And I think one great thing about Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and what they built over there, this is not an excuse crowd. Like, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares that they got to go to Dallas and to Kansas City because they're flying on private charters and the food's good. You know, like, let's just keep it moving. But rhythmically, I can understand what you're saying for sure, Drew.
Yeah, so you're getting me pumped, JP. And that kind of – the last point I would make is you know, the first thing I do when I see the schedule is not the win-loss totals for the year. It's travel plans and home tailgate plans. And I want to say
that, you know, I believe.
Big thank you. Yeah, no doubt. And big thank you for last night shouting out about that Bama-Georgia game before the Atlanta game, because we've already locked in those plans. And I heard you say earlier you're looking for a spot. If you want to hang with the Cohen clan, we'll be there, and I can hook you up with you're welcome to join us, only because you're a Bama fan and not a Bulldog fan. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said that.
I may take you up on that. I got to kind of see game time. If it's the Saturday night game, that gets awfully tough with me with everything I had to do Sunday morning and getting back to Atlanta and everything. But we will circle.
Just so you know, we're going into Atlanta, going to Athens, and coming back from Atlanta and coming back to Atlanta Saturday.
No, even if it's a night game?
Yep.
Okay, now we're talking. I assume your beautiful wife will be driving and not you.
Yeah, we'll work that out. Hey, we got a daughter that goes, and, you know, getting four tickets is easier than three, and this way I don't have to necessarily take the boyfriend, so I'm really happy about that.
I am happy to exclude the boyfriend and take his ticket, if that helps. We'll talk about that offline, dude. Let me run. Thank you.
All right, take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What game are you most excited for? I think that's kind of an interesting question.
For me, it's the Bears game. The way that these Bears fans have whined and complained about everything that has to do with this team since we went out there and beat them with the Hail Mary, I'm over them. I want to see what is that, a Monday night or a Sunday night game?
Monday night.
On Monday night, prime time, whole country watching. I just want to see them. I want to see the Commanders destroy the Bears. I want to see them emotionally and mentally wreck the entire city of Chicago. I need it to happen. It's what I'm most looking forward to.
So, Adam Rank, who is a noted Bears fan, has a
noted Commanders hater.
He is big NFL, big podcasts, NFL Network, all that. I know Adam a little bit. He's a good guy. He's funny. He is willing to be the villain to Washington. Like, he kind of has like a pro wrestling mindset. Like, he's willing to act it out, right? He replied to me about the Bears Commanders game. Oh, I thought that was going to be week one. And I said, you need to come to town for this one. And he replied, I'm sure I'd be welcome with open arms. So, Adam, I will take you under my wing for the weekend, dude. Come to town. The Bears game will be a lot of fun. I would like Jaden to outplay Caleb in that one, because I want that conversation over. Now, I don't know if you saw this video last night, Landfill, but it was really, really well done. The folks at NBC4 between Heather Bakari and Kerwin put together the Commander's schedule video, everything you need to know in 60 seconds. And this was like hardcore snark trolling of other fans. So for the week one matchup, they have the plane flying over the Meadowlands. Mr. Mara, enough. Please fix this dumpster fire. For week two, they have just some weirdo Raider fans, or Packer fans. Week three is pretty funny. They got Caps fans chanting, "We want Vegas." Week four for Atlanta, they got little kids making fun of the Dirty Birds. Week five, Harbaugh in L.A. Week six, though, Landville, I think particularly you would like. They just have a screen grab of the Bears cornerback that on the Hail Mary was too busy engaging with fans off to the sideline rather than playing, making a play on the football. So if you haven't seen that, I'm going to retweet it. It's hysterical, and you should watch it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Landville, give that a retweet from the B. Mitchell Finley account too, man. It's funny. I enjoyed that. It's also on my Instagram if you want to check it out there. I'm going to squeeze these last two calls in. All right, Rusty, you like the schedule? What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like the schedule, and I just wanted to see. I don't know if you saw what the team did. They did like a roller coaster tycoon, and they trolled the Bears as well when they had Jim Nance doing the call in the background, and when the play happened, the Bears and the Commanders roller coasters are going side by side, and the Bears roller coaster just flies off the tracks, just like their season did.
Yeah, I like it.
So, love the schedule. Obviously, you know, I love week two, getting to go to Green Bay, but I'm right there with you. Kind of took some words out of my mouth with Drew. The Thursday game gives you the mini bye afterwards, you know, kind of not middle of the season, but a little after the middle, you get the long trip to Madrid and then you get the bye afterwards. The Sunday night games, the Monday night games, you know, we're the most rested team of that day. So I like the fact that, yeah, they have a tougher schedule. Oh, and not to mention the gauntlet at the end. If we're going to be the team that we want to be, the fans want us to be, if we're going to be good and sustainable, we have to prove ourselves by playing the best teams. And that's what we have to do at the end of the season by going through that gauntlet and getting ourselves into the playoffs. I'm all about it. And a quick early bleep you to myself. I wish I had never said how much money I spent yesterday, because that got back home and I had some explaining to do.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Rusty, take care, bud. Thanks
later
for the call. Rusty not messing around. Never tell him the full amount, Landfill. You gotta keep some information in your pocket, all right? Speaking of putting something in your pocket, anybody want to go see Breaking Benjamin and Stained? Caller number 10 right now. You win two tickets, 800-636-1067. Wednesday, May 21st at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, check out thefandc.com/events.
Welcome in. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. We're getting JP connected here. He's still on his way back from Raleigh after a disappointing night for the Capitals. Disappointing night for DC sports fans. A disappointing night, to say the least. I don't know the last time I've been as mad as I was last night about DC sports in general. And it just piled on after pile on after pile on. So driving home last night, you know, I have on the NBA draft lottery on my phone, driving home and kind of just listening along while I'm also listening to Walton and the Caps right here on the Fan. And as you're getting set, watching the Caps game, listening to the guys and seeing how things are going, it's going okay. And then you're listening to the draft lottery and you know that the Wizards can pick, you know, one through six and so they're announcing the picks, and you're going through. You get to six, and you hear Washington. I turned the stream off. I was done. I was sold that this team was going to have a shot at getting a Ace Bailey, a Dylan Harper, a Cooper Flag, and that all of this was going to be worth it because you're going to be back at Cap One next year caring about the Wiz. And wanted to watch this team because they were going to have a legitimate superstar. Because whatever people are saying about, oh, you don't need a superstar, that's lies in the NBA. You need a superstar, and that's what this team is missing. That's what this team has missed since John Wall left, really. And maybe you can make arguments that this team hasn't had a superstar since back in the 70s, right? It's been quite some time since they've had someone that you felt like was transcendent and could take you to that next level. Because even growing up with the big three of Gilbert Arenas, Caron Butler, and Antoine Jameson, they weren't going to get past the true superstar in LeBron James. They weren't going to be able to get past some of these upper echelon teams. They weren't going to get past some of these really, really good players in the league. Unfortunately, this team had the opportunity once again where I think they finally did everything correct. I think that's part of the frustration for Wizards fans is they didn't have the right front office in place for so long and they were losing and it wasn't good and it wasn't pretty and it wasn't going the way that you would want. And then finally, they did stuff correctly. Or last year, they understood the assignment and did what you want a basketball team to do when they are missing some stuff, right? When they don't have exactly what you're looking for, you go try to find that. And that's through the draft generally, because you could maybe trade for one. Maybe you could sign one in free agency. But generally in free agency, those guys aren't going to hit the market that are the true number ones. And they're definitely not going to want to sign with the Washington Wizards. And if you're going to trade for one of these superstars, they're going to come with baggage. Whether it's because they're not going to want to stay there, whether it's because they're asking out from somewhere else, that also means you're going to have to give up a lot of assets regardless of who it is. Maybe they're a little bit older. And so the best way to get this guy is through the NBA draft. And so I thought they did a fantastic job this past season of doing it correctly, where they went out there and they said, we're going to take these young guys that we drafted last year, and Alex Sarr, Bob Carrington, Keyshawn George, and they're doing everything correctly on how to go about it. And they get these young guys in the lineup. They're playing tons of minutes a night. And they're not winning ball games. And that's fine because you still want a chance at the number one overall pick. You want to get these young guys experience. And they finally get this thing played out. They're tied for the best odds, the number one pick. And they pick sixth. It's just disappointing. JP, I know you were in the building last night in Raleigh watching the Caps. That added on. The Wiz kind of started things off,
Toby,
getting the sixth pick.
I am just
pick.
Full of disappointment, dude. You want to talk disappointment? Let's do it. Drove 2.5 hours in the biblical rainstorm this morning. Get here. No, we need tech support. Last night was just... I mean, the Canes just kicked their ass. And I know they deserve a lot of credit for being able to fight back late in that thing. And they never gave up, and that's who that team is, and they deserve a ton of credit for that. But to have a 4-minute power play at the end of the first and just be completely ineffective, they had the early chances, good early chances, again, couldn't convert. And then when they did score late, Carolina just answered right back. Listen, the Caps are a good team. They've done a hell of a job of rebuilding on the fly while still having Ovi chase the record and eventually get it. Like, the Caps deserve a ton of credit. Carolina just might be their kryptonite. That the system they play and the speed and the little shifty guys they have, the Caps are in a world of trouble. And as I'm sitting in this press box in Raleigh, which, credit, we hear about that barn, how loud it is. It is loud. It is big. But a lot of it's manufactured noise. Like, remember the Seahawks or the Falcons actually got in trouble for it, for pumping noise in? The volume with which they're going to music in between, like a puck goes up into the stands and there's like that, 17 seconds before the face-off, they are just cranking some like kind of terrible death metal for 15 seconds of it. At one point, it was like you could tell there's a problem or a joke with the volume with which they play stuff there, because they have like the in-arena hosts that every arena and baseball stadium have. They all have these like hosts that come on and kind of hype up the crowd or like lead the sausage race or whatever. And the dude came on and his mic was just hot. Like, they hadn't adjusted the level for where they play the music to the dude talking. And when he started talking, I was like, ah! And the whole stadium, including players on the bench, like, everybody looked up. And quickly, like, their in-house audio knew to turn it down. But, like, to me, that was a fairly telling moment of the manufactured noise down there. But as that's all happening, then we're watching the draft lottery, which just sucks. There's the whole process for the NBA draft lottery beyond the obvious, like, conspiracies. This thing is rigged. The Mavs trade away Luka, and no, they don't like what is going to happen in Milwaukee with Giannis is going to be an open bidding process. Send us your absolute best offer. We're going to figure out the best offer and make the best decision for us. Dallas did it all in secret. They did not get enough for Luka. And then they get the number one pick. And it's very easy to run with those conspiracies. But that may or may not be real. I don't know, right? But, like, what I know is the whole process, both of tanking and the lottery, is so stupid and screwed up that the Wiz, Charlotte, and Utah have the best chances to get the number one pick, and the three of them land 4, 5, 6. And there's smarter people than me, better number crunchers than me that can tell you, but, like, the Wiz had a better chance of 6 than they did of 1. What the hell is the point of all this? And if we're going to do this, show the actual lottery, not like the presentation of numbers. Like imagine if we don't get to watch the horse race, you just get to watch which horse gets that blanket of roses. Like, what are we doing here? Like, do you want to have sex or do you just want to have pillow talk after? Because all they're giving us in the lottery is just pillow talk. Like, what the hell is happening? The whole process is so incredibly stupid. And obviously, it's a disappointing result for the Wizards. I'm going to turn the page here. They can get a good player at 6. Weirdly, some NBA people that I know, based on, like, conversations that got posted via the station's Instagram, were like, yo, I think people need to chill with Cooper Flagg as a prospect. He's really good, but this is not an Anthony Davis-type prospect, which is wholly irrelevant for us now because he ain't coming here.
Yeah.
I think, you know, me, you, and Lanfield are texting last night. Obviously, just a terrible, terrible night for DC sports. Just a terrible, terrible night. It's not an all-time awful night. The Caps weren't eliminated. It's not like the Wizards now don't get a pick or something. You know, like, I wasn't there, but when the Skins lost to the Raiders in the Super Bowl, I believe that would have been like January of 84. Maybe I got my dates mixed up. But, like, that was a terrible night for the city. You lost the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like,
I know, just for me personally, JP, like, I think the last time I was this mad was that Thursday night game when the Skins were 2-2, Sam Howell is the quarterback, and here come the Chicago Bears who were middling, 0-4 coming into the game, and you're thinking, okay, this could be a fun way to get above 500 again. It'd been an encouraging early start with Sam Howell,
and they just get
trounced. They just looked completely overmatched. I haven't been that mad about something DC sports related since then. Someone pointed out, because Danny had posted out, is this the worst DC sports night ever? Someone had put a reply under his tweet saying that May 10th of 2017, when the Wizards lost to the Boston Celtics in their series to go down 3-2, then they lost 123-101, and the Caps lost Game 7 to the Penguins 2-0. And I think maybe that could be comparable. That's two playoffs wins. And last night felt like a momentous, potentially, moment for the Wizards, and that was completely quelched right away. You know, even if they would have got the second or third pick, you would have felt fine because there's, you know, a couple of transcendent kind of guys. Like, I think Dylan Harper is going to be really good, and some people are big on Ace Bailey. I'm not, but regardless, he was a really, really good prospect, and instead, they're going to get stuck with the best of the rest. I think we were having a conversation with Will Dawkins when we were over in the suite watching the game a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, yeah, anything inside the top five. They didn't even get top five. JP, like, they got screwed.
Yeah, dude, and I'm not, this is what we've asked for as Wiz fans, is to tear it down and rebuild. So I've tried to just remain optimistic about things. I'm not mad at how bad they've been, but this, to fall to 6, like the lowest possible pick you can fall to, is just such a gut punch. And they were, even when they hadn't started the rebuild process and they just had like the end of the Beal era, like, that sucked too. It's not like there's levels of suck, but the DC sports turnaround has felt so real, and that's driven by football, right? Like, football drives our city. And I said this on NBC4 last night, like, as I just delivered you know, 3 minutes, 5 minutes of terrible news. I was like, hey, good news is Jaden Daniels still a Washington Commander. Like, the sports turnaround happened with the Skins and the Burgundy and Gold, and then the Caps being able to thread this needle of Ovi gets the record, but they're also good. And then the Nats, as discouraging as ownership practices are in Natstown, that you do have good young pieces and they're fun to watch and there's something there, right? If you ever spend some money, particularly in the bullpen. But the final boss of the DC sports turnaround is the Wiz, right? I mean, outside of the Gill years, when before he blew his knee out, they would have been a real contender in the East, I think, that year. They've had some. I mean, if you want to get fired up about, you know, John Wall taking out Toronto or whatever, that's cool, but you weren't a real contender. Like, I believe in what this Wizards group is trying to accomplish, and this was a huge step in doing it. And instead, it was, I mean, Kornheiser's famous line, which you're probably even unaware of, Toby, because you're so young, but it's the curse of Les Boulets. Like, they're still just the Bullets, dude. And sometimes it's hard to shake that feeling. And last night was an absolute slap in the face reminder of that. And I don't know, like, the search for the lowest moment, like, where is rock bottom? I think personally is always driven by football. Like, May 17th, 2017, whatever you said, like, I don't remember that date. Like, you had to look it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember that Bears game. I remember that clear as day. I remember when Shanahan was going nuclear on RG3 and Snyder, and Schefter had the report direct from Shanny that he cleaned out his office before the end of the season. You remember that Chiefs game, end of 2013, where they gave up a kick return and a punt return? Like to me, the moments are always bigger. But I do think from a true, like, affecting the franchise situation, the Wiz falling to six is so much. Honestly, the Caps weren't even eliminated last night. They might come back to win this series, and we're having a different conversation. The Wiz falling to six is such a kick in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just you had opportunities that last night were not capitalized.
Please
on,
don't
right?
equate a Nats game with what happened last night.
I'm not.
Thank you.
I'm not.
They play 190
frankly,
of them.
I had it on the TV, but it was the last of my priorities last night.
I'm proud of you, Toby. It's growth.
But, like, you know, the Wiz had a chance at Cooper Flagg, and who knows, maybe he doesn't turn out to be a superstar, but I take my chances, right? You had a chance.
I like Harper a lot, too.
Exactly. I would have taken a chance at a franchise-altering player where, you know, this team, like you said, has been, frankly, irrelevant for so long. Cooper Flagg would have put this team back on the map a little bit. I saw that Schefter had tweeted that he'd been talking to people that he could have been worth $500 to $1 billion just in terms of marketing and people being back in the building, and that would have been huge to have that back here in D.C., and then for the Capitals, it didn't end their series. Just kind of, just like getting the sixth pick doesn't end the Wizards' chances of getting a good player. It hurt them a lot. But, you know, the Capitals didn't get eliminated, but they could have evened the series, and you would have felt a lot better coming back with home ice advantage again for Game 5. Instead, now you're down 3-1, and you have to hope for a miracle of a comeback. And both opportunities were squelched in a very disappointing fashion where, you know, losing the – if they would have got the fourth pick, it would have still been disappointing, but you could have lived with it. The Capitals, if they would have put up a better effort, where you have 4 minutes on the power play and you barely mustered a shot.
That was so awful.
It was just so bad.
Awful.
And when they finally get back in it, JP, you feel like they're finally getting some momentum and you're, okay, maybe they're right there again. You have Hall end up wide open that one-on-one, 99 out of 100 dudes score on that chance. It was so disappointing.
Carberry
just all
afterwards
around.
Got asked about that and was just pretty despondent by it, frankly. He was just like, he's like, yeah, you know, our guys, our defensemen lost them. And it's just like, this is the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, how is that happening? And, there's been problems throughout the series. I do think on some level you kind of got to give Carolina some real credit, and at times we're, like, slow to do that. But, dude, I mean, obviously the biggest news of the night, the biggest news is the Wiz going from one to six, or just falling to six. It's not like they had one. But, I mean, what an absolute joke. And I don't think they're going to do anything, frankly. But I know that it sucks. I know that the NBA regular season 70% of it is a pretty unwatchable product, and the tanking. And I was listening to a Brian Windhorst interview yesterday in my interminable driving over the last 3 days. We'll get to just how much my life has sucked for the last 36 hours, but that's a different topic. The structure of the NBA. So the players union resisted a salary cap. They said, no way, man, we're not taking a salary cap. So you know what the owners did? They put in like a zillion little rules and loopholes and the luxury tax and all these things that it basically acts as a salary cap. And it is really, really prohibitive to try to rebuild. The only way to rebuild is now called tanking, because you just have to tear everything down to the studs and try to start over and get right with some picks. And it's pretty damn hard to do. But to me, it's also not a secret. Like, it's been reported for some time now, and lots of, I mean, hell, B. Mitch, who's probably on his way to Seattle right now, leaving one rainy city for another, has been saying this for months. Like, the Commanders locking in the Madrid game. Right now, officially, we know two games for Washington. And, like, if there's some nerd out there that wants to yell at me for talking a little football today, I don't care about you. Knowing that the Commanders are... So far, they've announced two games. They're both national audiences, right? Like, you've got the Saturday game against the Eagles. Now you've got this Madrid game. It just, that scene shifting so much. I was with guys last night after the Caps game, people that know things, right? And they were like, man, thank God for Jaden. And I was like, at least, when, told me that May 17th, 2017 thing you brought up, right? Like, there have been a lot of bad nights to be a DC sports fan. Like, this is not novel. But when, I mean, honestly, probably in your lifetime, has there ever been a response like, at least we got football, dude.
Exactly
right. At least we know football's coming.
I saw our guy Ben Strober here, and he was wearing Commander's gear, and I purposely wore my Hail Jaden t-shirt, if you're looking on the YouTube stream, because that's the dude that gives you hope now, right? When was the last time that DC had all this crap happen one night, and then you go, but at least we've got our quarterback? Like, you've never said that as a fan of my lifetime. You've never gone, well, at least we've got the quarterback and you feel good. And, you know, looking at, I know Sheehan does this mock schedule and was talking about that. He's got like six or seven primetime games. Like, this team is must watch. They're sending them to Spain. First time ever they're playing a game in Spain, and they're sending Washington over there. It just shows you how different a time it is. And, you know, it feels like things were on the up and up with this city, like you said, because a lot of it is football driven. And I think ultimately when we get past this in a couple of weeks, it'll be whatever, because we'll start looking ahead to football season and you've got Jaden. But it's just so disappointing that all this stuff had to happen. But then again, you wake up in the morning and you know you've still got JD5 here in D.C. and it's like, well, maybe it's still okay.
Last night sucked. No way around it. It sucked. Period. Caps still have a chance. I mean, the Wiz once got the number one pick and took Kwame Brown. So it's not like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The Republic will stand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. Right now, get a chance to win some Breaking Benjamin tickets. Be caller number 10 to 800-636-1067 to win two tickets to Breaking Benjamin and Stained. Wednesday, May 21st at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information at thefandc.com/events. Be caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067 for Breaking Benjamin tickets.
What was the date of that show?
May 21st.
Cool. I will not be there.
A week from today.
Shout out to Breaking Benjamin and Stained. Two bands I've never heard of. But I know they got their lane. I got mine. And we can all drive on the same road, man. Everybody
Absolutely.
Enjoy themselves.
I'm sure they got great music. No idea what it is.
We're going to talk to Charlie Goldsmith from Cincinnati in 10 minutes. Get the latest on this Trey Hendrickson situation. Listen, man. Mike Rizzo's, and we'll see how it goes with Adam Peters. He had a hell of a first year. But Mike Rizzo is the best general manager this city's seen since Bobby Bethard, okay? And Mike Rizzo delivered a World Series to this town. Mike Rizzo knows how to build baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
Davey Martinez, teams start a little rocky, and he just is the most steadying, calming presence. Davey Martinez knows how to manage baseball games. This team, the Nationals, stink because of ownership. Ownership, period. The Nats are playing bad baseball right now. They've lost seven in a row. I am out. I hear me. I am completely out on the let's get rid of Davey crowd. The people that are mad at Davey about this. Now, are there specific things you want to point out? Yes. But I want to be very clear. Davey ain't the problem.
Agreed. I am not a fan of Davey as a in-game manager. I haven't been really in his entire tenure here with the exception of the 2019 playoffs. I don't know that there's a single manager that could have managed that playoff run any better than he did. But in general, I'm not a fan of the decisions he makes in games. I don't love his bullpen management. I don't always love his lineup construction. But right now, if you get frustrated by his bullpen management, his pitching management, it's difficult because he either pulls a pitcher too early or too late. He goes to the pen and chooses a guy who he can't depend on because, frankly, there's no one in the pen outside of Kyle Finnegan that you have any sort of confidence in. Last night, Jorge Lopez comes into the game and struggles, and he's just a head case. And I think you could have anyone that watched anything of Jorge Lopez, especially last season after what he did with the Mets, you could have known that he had a little bit of a hot temper. And him just, I don't know if you saw this, JP, when Davey comes to take the ball from him and take him out of the game, generally what does the pitcher do? He just kind of stands there, looks at the manager.
Yeah.
He was bouncing the ball on the rubber like he was playing basketball. He was just frustrated, just bouncing it. It's not a good look. It's not what you need out of a veteran arm, one of the few veteran arms left in that bullpen. And look, I think everybody deserves some blame, but you're right that a majority of it goes to ownership, because the reality is Mike Rizzo wants to rebuild the bullpen and he wants to have more reliable arms in there, but he doesn't have a lot of resources to do so. On Mike Rizzo's side, last year, it's not like he had more resources last year than he did this year, and he was able to at least find a couple of arms. So not to say he was without blame, because he brings in Lucas Sims, Colin Poche, Jorge Lopez. Two of the three are already gone before the couple of weeks into May. So I understand that he's not without blame, but he's also not given a lot of leeway and a lot of freedom to go do anything. And Davey Martinez, frankly, just doesn't have a great ball club to manage. And even though I don't love the way that he manages a lot of times, it's hard to fault decisions when the other options aren't exactly better than what he has. So it's a really bad spot they've put in, where every party has a little bit to do with it, but a majority of it is they just don't have the people, because they're not spending enough money to field a baseball team that is overly competitive. Because I think the most disappointing part about this, JP, is when you've watched this team this season, they've been in a majority of these baseball games. They're right there in a lot of these things. And Rizzo was on with the Junks talking about this earlier today. They're a team that has a small margin for error. And where does that help? Having a reliable bullpen guy, having a veteran bat that you can trust in the lineup in the middle of the order. And they didn't spend for either of those things this offseason. So they're just in a really tough spot where they've been the last couple of years where they're on the precipice of taking a step, but they're lacking in certain areas that keep them in that 71 win range.
Lev Hill, that was an impassioned Nats rant from my man, Toby. I've also learned, as we do more of these shows together, Toby, I can just ask you about the Nats and do something else for 5 minutes. Kind of awesome. I was just checking out the schedule. Davey ain't the problem. The owners are the problem. You're mad at Davey because it's easy. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's stuff that he needs to improve on.
But fans can't yell at the owners, so they can yell at the manager.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff he needs to improve on. Right. Like, I didn't love last night. I know some people are saying he's checked out. I don't buy that. I think Davey is a really good... The thing that he's best at is he is a really encouraging voice in the clubhouse, and I think the young guys really, really like him. But last night, it was a little bit disappointing that Dylan Cruz is rung up on a questionable pitch. Depending upon what you look at, Baseball Savant has a more accurate strike zone generally. Looked like a strike there. On TV, it was outside the box, so it was kind of borderline. It could have gone either way, but he gets rung up to end the game. And Dylan Cruz, who generally does not chirp at an umpire, even if he disagrees with a call, is chirping at the home plate umpire, saying that's not a strike, complaining about it. And Davey just, they cut to a picture of him, and he's staring at it, mystified. Go and say something.
Cruz kind of stared at him as he walked by. I did notice that.
Yeah, like, say something.
Like it seemed like Cruz was kind of looking at Davey as he walked by.
And it was weird because it's like, Davey used to be the guy that was very impassioned about balls and strikes. So I don't know if there's something going on there, but I agree with you in general that it's not his fault, even though I don't necessarily always love the way that he manages games.
We're going to Cincinnati when we return. What is up with Trey Hendrickson, and will he actually get moved? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Whenever you hear this weird-ass song, you only think of one person, the king of the afternoon delight, Chris Russell, the
How
Rooster.
How did this become my theme song?
Listen, man, Landfill's in charge of the theme songs. It is what it is, dog.
That's weird. That is weird. Hello, boys.
I think this is a first. Generally, when I want to book the Rooster, I need face-to-face. Yeah. I need, you know, cheek-to-cheek contact, Roost. Where the hell are you? You're on the Comrex?
Yeah, I'm working from home today because, boys, the Rooster got into a minor car accident last night in the rain. Yeah.
You all right? Let's start with this.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Nobody got injured except for my right tire, which is down and, of course, needs an alignment. And I'm sure they're going to find some other kind of damage to my rim that I'm going to have to pay hundreds of dollars for that I don't have after doing a brake job last weekend. And, you know, I'm sure that's going to happen. I'm just waiting for that call as soon as I start on the radio. So I guess it's coming anytime soon.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it your fault?
No.
Sure?
No, it was a rainstorm. Somebody was driving like a bat out of hell along a curvy road and without their lights on for some reason at about 7:15, 7:20 last night. And I saw them at the last second as I pulled out to make a left turn and cross over. And I swerved basically to avoid them because they were driving too fast in the rain without their lights on, and I drove into one of those island things, I guess is the best way I could put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun.
Well, glad you're doing all right.
Thanks, boys.
Bruce got that strong pullout game. It's hard for me to do my regular stuff with you, Roos, when you're coming off a bad night. So I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Feel free, JP. I mean, you know, like I'm with you, man.
Right. I need
to laugh a little bit.
Always complaining about something. So it's not that out of the ordinary.
I mean, it's pretty easy. The Commanders play on Christmas. Thoughts?
yeah, that sucks. I was hoping that it would actually be a road game so that I could actually, like, in my mind say, nah, I don't need to be there. I don't want to be there. I don't want to spend Christmas Day in Appleton, Wisconsin. So I was disappointed by that. I had faced the reality that they were going to play on Christmas Day in the last couple of days, especially when that leak for Fox came out that they were going to play the Eagles on Saturday, December 20th. I knew that was a setup. Well, what's weird is, at least according to Kevin Sheehan, and I guess others, is it's not Green Bay, it's not Chicago, who is playing in that other game on that Saturday. It's the Dallas Cowboys at home. So we don't get them on Thanksgiving. Yay! A reprieve, right? People can actually, like, I don't know, be with their kids or family or actually be a human being. And not be sentenced to dealing with the NFL 24/7, 365. But of course, they punish you a different way by putting you on Christmas Day, which is worse than Thanksgiving Day, quite honestly.
Roos, no one is sentencing you to do any of this. You can choose not to do it.
No, JP. If I told you, a dad of two beautiful little girls, that you don't have to be there. I mean, you should be there, but you don't have to be there. You're a professional. Would you be there? I mean, you probably have to work for NBC4 is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
On Christmas night, right? Or
yes.
Christmas Day. You have to work, right? It's not an optional thing. Now, do I have to be there? I guess I don't. It's one of eight home games, for God's sakes. I need to be there. That's where your money is made. That's where your connections are made. You know, that's where your information that you get, that you glean, that you don't pick up on your own. It's the Cowboys and it's the Commanders. And it's probably at the worst time from what I'm guessing or what I'm hearing is it's probably a 1 o'clock game. So it's kind of like, you got to kind of leave home at 9:30, which, you know, is early. I mean, I wanted to spend the day with my kids. Sorry.
I mean,
I'm sorry if that offends anybody, but, you know, that's the truth.
It's understandable, but this is kind of what happens when your team is popular and this team is good now that they're going to be playing at these times.
Yeah.
I don't know what the issue is, though, Roos.
Well, the issue is, Toby, you don't have kids.
Hold on, there is no issue for you.
Roos,
I hear you on the kids. I would have been really upset if I had to travel on Christmas. That's
okay.
Just left hand up, telling the
all
truth.
Right. Okay. So it's better that it's at home for you, which I am happy for. So this way your kids get to see you in the morning
talking about having to leave your house at 9:30, dude. The game's it's a 1 o'clock is my understanding.
Yeah.
We're opening the whole can here, Roos, so don't get mad at me. I don't believe you. The Commanders have tightened up field access pregame significantly.
Right.
Right? I don't believe you have field access pregame.
I do not. I am not special.
So, dog, get there at 12:45.
Have you ever seen the traffic trying to get into that place, especially
Rooster,
for a Cowboy
hold
game?
Hold on, dog. Hold on. It's Christmas. You're not going to have the usual Beltway traffic.
I know, but you're still going to have 65,000 people trying to get into Northwest Stadium.
Yeah,
that's
but a lot of them are going to get there at 9 a.m. I bet you could leave your house at 11 and be comfortably sitting in your seat of the offensive line in the second row of that press box by 12:45.
JP, how has that gone for me in the past? Do you remember week 3 in Philadelphia a couple of years ago?
But you also
Do you remember a couple of weeks after that at MetLife Stadium?
Yeah, I do. You always come in with a suitcase. I'm aware of all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Rooster, I mean, I get the frustration, but you probably could just go a little bit. Actually, I have an idea, Roost. Why don't you just dress up as Santa and go early and hang out as a tailgate Santa.
Yeah, dude. Bring the kids.
Tailgate Rooster.
I mean, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to import my young adults now for Thanksgiving. being that I guess we don't play on Thanksgiving, and now I'm going to have to switch the plans that I have. I like to spend Christmas with my kids. I'm sorry. Football is not as important as my, you know, as my kids, as
if
family.
If that's the truth, it's just then not. Don't go to the game.
I understand that, but I feel obligated to go to the game. I know CK is not making me go to the game. That's not what I'm bitching
Jeff,
about.
Go see if CK could join us real quick.
No. There's no need for CK to join us.
Because he's going to tell you to stay home and enjoy your family.
Of course. Of course.
Rooster, do you want me to go on your behalf?
Sure, if you want to. But here's the thing. Even if you stay at home, right, it's still like roughly, what, 4 hours?
Now you're just complaining about having to watch a game?
Huh?
Now you're preparing to complain about just watching a football game.
JP, Chris. This is what do we do for a living? We talk about things, right?
Yes.
We have opinions on things.
So are you mad that they're playing Christmas about things? In general. Like, just that the NFL has decided they're playing Christmas games.
It's a problem, yes. They've ruined every other holiday.
4th of July?
Except for that one.
What about Easter?
Well, they've ruined that several times. Remember the Commanders/Redskins made a trade for Donovan McNabb on Easter Sunday? Remember that?
That was legitimately 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
It was like 12 for the 14 years ago. It's still,
and that happened once, and your Easter is still scarred from that?
There was another roster move on an Easter Sunday. I remember that. I mean, you know, like,
I remember
they ruined it a couple of times.
Grinding out the old way they did roster cuts and it ruining my Labor Day weekend. Like, I get some of it. They also had previous ownership and a previous team president that enjoyed messing with people,
I know.
Especially the media.
I know.
Those days are over, Roos. Let it go.
I got it. I don't have to. Listen, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to just
complain
work.
Yeah.
But you guys know how to provoke me and get under my skin.
What? I got one more for you then, Chris.
Yeah.
What if I told you?
Uh-oh.
I'm not necessarily reporting this. Just bear with me here. What if I told you, Chris, there will not be a single Sunday 1 o'clock game in the months of October or November?
Oh. I mean, just end me now. I got to be honest with you. I mean, people think we only worry about football and we only deal with football. JP, you were just in Raleigh. I mean, I wasn't, but I mean, every day there's like a lot of sports going on, right? So I got to be honest with you. A short week, a long night, not getting home until 3 a.m, driving on the beltway
with
at 2:30 in the morning.
Roost,
not exactly what I want to do.
With all due respect, Roost, October and November, the Nats ain't playing playoff baseball this year, and we're talking.
Roost got to cover Wizards.
We're talking like
camp.
First week of Wizards and Caps. I think you can focus on one sport.
Okay, all right.
Are you covering Wizards training camp this fall, Roost?
I am not. No.
Where do they do that? Richmond?
CK is Myrtle Beach. He's fired up to see Con Knipple.
Yeah, CK has not assigned me to that.
CK, let's assign Rooster to Wizards training camp, please, God.
Wait, are you going to pay for the bus ride or no?
I don't. Somebody find out where it is, and I will pay for your bus fare to go cover Wizards training
camp. I guess
camp.
I'm not going to have to go to Winnipeg anytime soon because
I thought you were
like
more of a Regina man.
Are going there.
Aren't you a Regina guy, Bruce?
Saskatchewan, yes.
What if we could find a boat to take you to Spain, Chris?
Oh, yes.
Are you in on a Spanish boat trip?
Be careful. I might just show up in Madrid. I might just show up in Madrid with the roller bags.
Notice how I'm not complaining
about Madrid. I'm not complaining about that.
I'm not that ridiculous. Can I say
I'm not
my theory
that
on air, or do you want me to keep it private?
What?
I got a theory about your Madrid. Your Madrid.
No. I don't want to get into any of that stuff. I mean, I'm not going hunting in Madrid.
Is your I got a feeling the burgundy shirt will be popping out if Chris makes it to Madrid.
Multiple times.
The burgundy shirt might be what gets Chris to Madrid. what do you got going on this afternoon? Nothing, right?
I got a show at 2 o'clock, apparently, 2 o'clock. So I got to go.
I'm sorry the NFL is just ruining your life, Chris.
Yeah, it is.
Goodbye, dude.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
The legendary Chris Russell. No matter, have you ever?
Never disappoints.
Their asteroid to hit Earth, Chris Russell to suffer the most. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.